to share, what is the Word of God, what does the Word of God do for our hearts in our lives? Okay, so that's what we're looking for, okay? So we're going to give you about 2 more minutes, all right? And then we're going to start, we're going to go in alphabetical order. And so, Olive, you'll be up first. Now, let me just lay a couple of ground rules in.
Hey, everybody listen up.
I'm just going to lay a couple of ground rules in place. It is my expectation that you would respect each and every person that comes up and talks. I know that some people are like me, and you love being in front of people talking, okay? I truly love being in front of people talking, and not everyone's the same way. And so I know that for some of you, this is a little bit of a stretch, and it might make you feel a little nervous. But we will take this, we will treat this seriously, as though someone were up here preaching, because you guys are going to be ministering the truth of God's Word to us. And so I'll ask everyone to respect whoever is up here talking. And one of the ways you can do that is just by listening carefully to what they're having to say and give them the same respect that you'll hope for when you're up here. Okay, so let's respect this as a time when people are sharing God's truth with us, because this, you're about to hear some powerful things that the Word of God produces in our lives. All right, so right now I'm gonna welcome Team Olive to come up. If you've got Olive, come on up. You guys have the mic.
Hi, everyone. So we're Team Somatica, and we got Alpha, and out of the 8 verses, we chose verse 2, which says,
"Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart."
Okay. We thought that meant it means, like, blessed are those who choose to keep the word of the Lord, even no matter how hard it may be, and who choose to seek him with their whole heart. So we thought, like, whole heart means to constantly think about him, to constantly choose him over wrong, and to constantly love him with all your heart. And if you do those 3 things, he will bless you no matter what.
Man, if the mic weren't so expensive, I would tell them to just drop it. That was great. Good job. They just set the bar for us. Okay, we're going to Team Faith. Who's got faith? By the way, I saw some guys in the back that thought that was a good time to talk. That wasn't a good time to talk while they were talking. That wasn't a good time to talk. Okay, just helping you out so you know. All right. So back row, you guys pay attention when someone else is talking. I got Team Faith. Who's got faith? Come on up, Team Faith. So welcome these guys up. Come on, guys. Granny was slow, but she was old.
All right. Can you hold it? Yeah, I got you. All right, so we chose verse 15, and it says, "I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways."
We picked this verse because I personally, it meant a lot to me because I chose to hide the God word in my heart, especially meditate on it, like devotion-wise. I take a time out of my day to have that alone, intimate time with God and just be transparent with him and, you know, no judgment. So that's why we picked that.
And then for me personally, what hit me was when it says contemplate your ways. I feel like for me personally, sometimes I can contemplate my ways and not necessarily his. And so to contemplate his with mine, actually, no, just to contemplate his, period, not even mine. That's very important. So thank you. Thank you, Christian.
Good job. These early teams are setting the bar high. You guys are doing a great job. Okay, I'm looking for Team Gimel. Come on up, Team Gimel. Pop up here, guys.
Hold it, peasant.
Hold it for you. Am I reading it?
No.
You want it?
He's doing it.
Sure.
So we got Team Gimel, and we chose verse 18 that says, "Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law."
What this verse means is for God to open my eyes so I could see his rules, his commandments, so I could be more better, so I could understand his word, so I could obey his law instead of obeying other people's law that is really fake.
Yeah, this verse, I thought it was good because it really just a reality check, just opened my eyes, just talking directly to God so I can see your laws and like what Pedro said, nobody else's. Thank you guys, good job. Okay. Oh, it's coming up. After Dalith will be Hay, so if you have Hay, H-E, you guys are up next. Here's Dalith.
Good morning, y'all. Okay, so we chose, it was 28? All right, so it says, my soul melts from heaviness, strengthen me according to your word.
And what this means to us was saying that, personally, we can't carry the burden that we carry with our sins and all the past problems we've had. So Jesus Christ died for us, and from that, he can strengthen us, and we can look to him if we're ever feeling down or if we're ever feeling weak. He can strengthen us with his word so that we may be stronger and overcome our problems in the future.
Awesome job. All right, looking for Team Hay. It looks like he, H-E, Team Hay. And after Hay, we'll have Vav, W-A-W. Coming up, Team Hay. Team Vav, you guys be ready. When you hold the mic, don't be afraid to put it right up to your mouth so everyone can hear what you're saying. Because you guys have some stuff that's worth hearing. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Which one are we reading?
Yeah.
It's for you.
So we picked 35, for I delight in it.
I thought we were doing 34.
Why don't you go back? Why don't you read the whole verse for us? Start right there and read the whole part.
Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Yeah. We picked this one because you should delight in Jesus and what you do for him.
Awesome job. Good job. Yeah. No, you guys take that. Now make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Listen, God's word gives us something that's worth being that's worth living for. That's a powerful truth. Okay, I'm looking for Team Vav. W-A-W. It looks like W-A-W. It looks like wow. Okay? But it's pronounced Vav. You guys coming up here quick, and then we got Zion after them. Okay, so if you have Zion, you guys be ready. Here we go. Team Vav.
So we pick verse 48, and it's, my hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes.
So we chose this one because in the first part when it talks about...
Put that mic right up there.
Yeah. In the first part when it talks about your hands and how you lift it up to his commandments, it kind of spoke to us because it's like a choice that you have to make to outwardly lift your hands up and like live out the way that God wants you to, and it makes a difference in the world, and it kind of shows everybody else God's light when not everybody else has it.
Yeah. Good job.
And the second part of the verse, it says, your commandments, which I love. When you love something, you have a passion for it. So when you have a passion for God's word, it really shows. And like what Noah was saying, when your passion shows and it kind of like it comes to the surface, a lot of people will notice and a lot of people will like, you know, take note of it. And it's, you know, it's being, it's like kind of being, what Noah said, a light in the world.
And the last part, this verse has like all three of the heart. So it says, and I will meditate on your statutes. That's what you're thinking about. And you're giving your time to God and you're really like diving into his word and learning more and growing from it.
Yeah, great job, guys. Yeah, my hands, right? I lift them up. That's the choice. Then I meditate. Those are my thoughts. And then my love, you got it all right there in that verse. That was awesome. So what you guys were, Zion? Bob? Okay, Zion. I'm looking for Zion. And then after Zion will be Kate. It looks like Heth. Okay, so if you're Kate, you're up next. All right, here we go. Team Zion.
So for Zion, we chose verse 55. I remember your name in the night, O Lord.
There's more.
And I keep your law.
Yeah, there you go. In this verse, we think it basically means David, he wasn't just oh, it's God. And he goes on with his daily life. He remembers it and he thinks on it. And he's praising God and saying, oh, Lord, I keep your law through this. And he's not just thinking, going on with his day. He keeps his law and he obeys God in whatever may happen. Because David's life was hard. And so your life may be hard too, but this verse helps and says you should keep it no matter what.
Good job, guys. Good job. We're looking for Keith. Keith, you guys are up next, and then Keith. Okay, you're up after them. Okay, where's Keith at? Looks like H-E-T-H. Keith. T-E-T-H, Keith is next. Okay, so you guys be ready. All right, here we go. Team Keith.
Howdy, y'all. Okay, so we chose verse 59. It says, I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. So that's a really good one. we chose that one because thinking of our ways, God's ways, are higher and better than our ways. Yeah. So just thinking of our ways is nothing compared to God's ways. And so, yeah, we thought about our ways, but we're turning our feet to God.
Amen.
So. Yeah. And the part where it says, and turned my feet to your testimonies, I feel like you need like a deep love for Christ in your heart to like turn to his ways instead of our own, because the plans that we have for ourselves could never compare to the plans he has for us.
Amen.
Sella.
Awesome job. Okay, we're looking for Team Taith. We got back there. Okay, you guys come on up here.
You guys got this.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Hello, my name is Logan.
What's up? We chose 72 out of Taith. It says, the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins and gold or silver.
And what we think this verse is saying is that the Bible is not just some old book that sits on your shelf that you read every now and then. It is worth a lot and is worth more than gold and silver. And especially the biblical truth found in it is worth way more than thousands of coins of gold and silver.
Amen. Good stuff. Okay, looking for Yod. And then after Yod is cough. Okay. Yeah, not a COVID cough, a different kind of cough. All right. But here's Team Yod.
Okay, we chose verse 74, and it says, those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. And we think this means that, you know, we have just like, we as believers have the word of God in common, and it just brings us joy. Be able to read the Bible and just talk to God brings such happiness, and that really encouraged us.
Amen. Good job, guys. Okay, looking for Team Kaf, and after them, we're going to have Team Lamed. Kaf, come on up, Team Kaf. Oh, we got it. We got a learner here. You ready to go? She's going to preach, I can tell. Here we go.
It's not that big of a deal. So me and Mel are in the same group, but we chose verse 88, and it says, revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. And to us, when life gets hard, it's beautiful to remember that we have a God that's for us and not against us. And he intends to keep his promises to us. And by keeping that in mind, it continues to help us pursue him daily, not just every once in a while.
Amen. I knew it. I knew she was going to bring it. Good job. That was awesome. Was that cough? That we're looking for Lamed. Lamed. Okay, good job. We got Lamed. Main is next. Here's Team Lamed.
So the verse we chose was verse 92. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction.
What we think this What we think this means is that if we don't have God's law as our delight and we don't constantly think about it and like love his law, then we are going to perish in like our own sin and our own affliction, and
we'll never know God. I think that's probably the worst of it.
Yeah, when we have God's word and we're delighting in it, he preserves us through the middle of troubles. This is powerful stuff, guys. Okay? We got Maine. Come on up, Maine. And then after Maine, we're looking for Noon. So Noon will be next. N-U-N. Come on up, guys. Okay, who am I handing the mic to? We got Team Maine.
So, hi, my name is Jonah. This is Michael. Lindsay's also in our group, but she's like broken, so she's not coming up yet. We picked verse 98, and it says, "You through your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me." We chose this because it kind of sums up the rest of the section, and the section basically just says, walking with God helps make you a better person, and it lifts you up.
Good job, guys. Good job. Hey, looking for Noon. Looking for Noon. There we go. All right, now you're going to find out where I got all my messages from.
Here we go.
So we chose verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." How when we read the word, God shows us what we're supposed to do. And it's like a light that guides us and shows us the right path. So.
Awesome. Good job. Thank you. We're looking for Samech. Samech. Okay, and after Samech, we've got Ion. Samech Ion. You guys get to go. Okay, here we go. Samech.
All right. Verse 114, "You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word."
So what the first part of the verse means is that "you are my hiding place and my shield." It means that you can find protection in God and he will shield you from all the evils of the world. And yeah, if you trust in him, he'll protect you.
So when I was reading it, the part that kind of stuck out to me was "I hope in your word." So like we were reading God's word and staying in it, he's going to give us hope. Even when things don't seem like they're going well, we can always trust in him to give us hope and keep us safe.
Awesome.
Awesome job, guys. Okay, we got Ion. After Ion, we're going to have Pei. Here we go, Team Ion.
These guys wanted the mic, so I'm nervous.
125 says, "I'm your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies." So God made us as his servants, and we need to ask him for his understanding to understand his laws. Without asking for his help, we won't understand it as much. And
awesome.
The end.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. All right, we're looking for Team Pei. After Pei will be Side A. All right, here we go, Team Pei.
All right, so we chose verse 134, which says, "Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts." We chose this verse in spite of all that is going on right now with COVID. We chose meaning redeem me of the oppression of man, which in this society not many people are accepting of the religions anymore, and that may keep your precepts. When God keeps us, takes us back, we can keep going to him for everything.
Good stuff.
All right, Sade, and after Sade, we've got Team Kof. Okay, so if you're Kof, be ready. Here's Team Sade.
Okay, we picked verse 143. It says, "Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights."
And we just think this verse can really impact our lives, because when we're going through like troubles and really dark times, and they're like feeling to like overtake us, then we always have like his commandments and God's word, and it can really bless us, because those are our delights and what we love.
I was pretty much going to say what you said, but with different wording.
Okay.
Same thing twice.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, when negative things seem to like overtake you, God will be there to make it better.
Yeah. Amen. Good stuff.
That's exactly right. In the middle of troubles and anguish, we always have God's word to be there with us. So where's Kof? Kof. Q, there we are. Okay. And then we're looking for Raish. We're looking for Raish next.
We chose verse 147 that says, "I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word."
So we chose this verse because it assures us that if you're like in a dark spot, you can cry out to God and he'll hear you. And you can go to the Word to find hope. It says, I rise before the dawning of the morning. You don't necessarily have to get up like super early, but you still have to choose to get into the Word. He can only help you if you allow him to.
That's right. Good job, guys. Okay.
Kof, we're looking for Rish. Okay, we've got Rish back there. Then after Rish, we're looking for Shin.
Okay, so we chose verse 159. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness.
What we think about this verse is that he is so loving and kind that he'll always revive you no matter what, and that he will never leave you.
That's it.
He'll never leave you. Awesome job. Looking for Shin, and then after Shin, we will have the last group, Tau, or Tav.
We chose verse 162, rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure.
All right, I feel like the word treasure just means that you think about it a lot and like you love it.
I think it means that we have to treasure it, not just in the moment, that we have to go and reflect it when we're out alone.
Awesome job. Exactly right. To treasure God's word means you don't just, not in that moment, but you hold on to it. You keep it throughout your day. Looking for our very last group, which is Tav. Tav, right here. Last, but certainly not least, Team Tav. Here we go, guys.
We chose 173, let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts.
We chose this verse because it tells us that God's hand will help us, and he will help us through hard times because we have chosen his ways and what he wants us to do. And so he will help us and lead us through hard times because we have chosen what he wants us to do for our lives.
Yeah.
Great job. Can we get the applause? Hey, listen, I just want to thank you guys. You guys did an amazing job. I think we got some preachers. We got some future preachers in the mix here. And here's what I want you to think about. We're almost finished here, okay? But here's what I want you to think about. What we just heard in just quick form right there. I mean, most of you guys came up. You talked less than 30 seconds. You each picked a single verse. And so we just heard 22 verses, and that took us some time, just to listen to 22 verses. Those lists of things that you guys shared, how powerful is that list of things? That in the middle of any trouble or anguish, you always have somewhere to go. When you meet someone who fears the Lord, you have an immediate bond and gladness with that person. You always have companions who love the Lord. When you need to be revived, you have God's word to revive you and to lighten your spirits. You always know where to go to find guidance and direction in life. You're never lost when you have God's word in your life. God's word makes you wiser than all of your enemies. The list of what you guys just shared goes on and on and on. And that was just a sampling. I'm going to issue to you right now the Psalm 119 challenge. The Psalm 119 challenge. If you're listening to these verses and the blessings that God's word will bring in your heart, if you put your roots down into his word, the fruit that God will produce in your life, if you're listening to that list and you desire those things, then a great place to start getting your heart and mind in the word of God, is to take the Psalm 119 challenge. What is the Psalm 119 challenge? Here's what it is. You can go home. You can just go to Google and just type in Psalm 119. And you're going to find a number of websites that will pop up. They'll just have the text of Psalm 119. Here's what you do. You just copy and paste that. Paste that into a Word document. And just do what I did with this piece of paper that I gave you. I put 8 verses per page. Print that out. And then, one a week. You want to go faster than that? You're like into it? Do one a day. for the next 22 days or for the next 22 weeks, go through each verse of Psalm 119. Get yourself two different colored highlighters. Highlight all the words for the Word of God all through those verses. Just take one set of 8 verses at a time. Highlight all the references to the heart. You guys did an amazing job identifying the references to the heart. And then make a list of all of the things that the Word of God does in your heart. Guys, when I make that list and I lay that out in front of me, I crave that list. When I make the list of all of the things in Psalm 119 that God will do in my heart, if I do the one thing of making God's Word the treasure of my heart, I crave that. Listen, young people, I want you to have a relationship with God's Word that isn't just done out of religious duty, but it's done out of delight. It's done out of desire. I want the blessing of God in my life. I believe what God says when He says that the blessed person is the person who meditates in God's Word day and night, and he shall be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I believe that the pathway to me prospering and being successful in the way that God measures that is for me to take the Word of God and with the Spirit's help to make that the center of what I do and how I think and what I love and what I hate and what I choose in life. I believe that that verse is true, and so I want God's Word. I want God's Word, all that God's Word is, to be the treasure of all that I am so I can have this list of blessings. It doesn't matter how long it takes you. Just go stanza by stanza through Psalm 119. Maybe you come to camp and you say, yeah, I hear you, Pastor Nathan. I want to have time in God's Word. I want God's Word in my heart. How can I start? Here's the plan. The Psalm 119 challenge is the plan. What you just did with just one part of Psalm 119, just do it for the rest of the psalm. Doesn't matter how long it takes you. It's a big chapter. But man, you make that list, and then you ask God by His grace and through His Spirit to give you that. It's not the to-do list. It's the list of fruit that God will produce in your life if you'll do the one thing. Right outside of my office, I'm the president of a Bible college in Phoenix, and right outside my office in our student center, I have a tree. It's my Psalm 1 tree. It's just a fake tree. I got it. Hobby Lobby. That's all it is. Just a fake tree. But on that tree, together with my students there at the Bible college, we have that tree full. We have these leaves that we wrote on, and we attached to that tree. We have the 176. Actually, we got more. As the longer we worked through it, we found more and more blessings. I think we're somewhere around 200 blessings that the Word of God produces in my life. And one of the things I love to do is to just walk by that tree, and we put it up there as like a perpetual illustration for us, to walk by that tree and just to read some of the things that are on that tree and to know that God can do that in my life. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes here?